This is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Playbook is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh.
Hello and welcome in. This is the Retirement Playbook brought to you by Allspaugh Wealth Management. I am your host, Brock Allspaugh. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host here, Tony the Great Shore.
Yes, I am here. Thank you for having me on the show today, Brock, because this is a very special week. You and I haven't talked in a while. You had a break. You've been busy with the family. You had a business trip, it kind of combined with a vacation trip. Yep. You and along with some of the other top advisors in your families were in Mexico. I think I heard that was a great time.
Yeah, it was good. You know, it's this time of year is not probably ideal to be near the equator, but
was it hot?
It was so hot. and like, humid, you know. I know it's humid here in Southeast Missouri. You call it Swampies, Missouri, sometimes, or Dakota, you know. But
it's that way actually up here too. Now it's that I think right now I've heard that everywhere's hot.
Yeah.
Wild. Our heat index hit 106 yesterday.
Gosh, wow, that is not typical of Minnesota weather.
And parts of Minnesota hit 100 and record highs. Yeah. And, but it's the humidity. Our dew point has been so high. It's like you walk out.
That's
like,
not normal, is it, Tony?
No, not. Yeah. We do get like 90, 95 degree days and some humidity. But this is unusually hot. And it's happening across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Like it's moving west to east right now.
West to east. Following the jet stream.
It is.
But anyway, well, listen, folks, we've got a great show lined up for you today. It's right at the halfway mark of the year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, kind of want to revisit where we've been, where we're going, and, you know, maybe give you some tidbits about, you know, some things that could help you in your retirement. So let's get started here. We want to first point out that our website is a little bit changed. I really would encourage you to check it out. There's two ways to visit, or when you visit our website, there's two kind of directions. If you're a business owner, that is the biggest improvement on our website. I'd highly recommend you check it out. There's a whole section dedicated to just business owners. So if you're a business owner wondering what your business is worth, how you're going to sell it, who you're going to sell it to, you know, how are you going to create income in retirement to supplement and replace your paycheck? All of those things are all discussed on the business owner section of our website. But then you can click on the right side of it too, and you can still see all the traditional retirement planning materials and news articles and past shows that we've done here on this podcast. So lots and lots of great information. But either way, whichever person you are, you can check out. Or you can click the box or click on the box to say, hey, I would like to meet with somebody to discuss my situation, and we'll give you a call. Okay. Yeah. And have a 15 free strategy session. Okay. Just to talk about what you're doing. And if there's something we can maybe help you with or that you need help with, we can always talk about that further if need be. But just a conversation. And if you want to do that, you can give us a call here at 573-332-7855. Or again, you can request a consultation on our website at AllspaughWealthManagement.com. All spelled out, AllspaughWealthManagement.com. So,
yep, that's AllspaughWealthManagement.com, AllspaugH, WealthManagement.com. Right. And, you know, if they scroll down, Brock, there's a great welcome video. But below that on the left, they can click on for business owners, learn more, for retirement planning, learn more. It's fantastic.
The website looks fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the new website is great.
Appreciate that. Yeah. we work hard. We want to make sure that, you know, it's as easy as possible for people to get information, to be able to help, you know, themselves to get started. But ultimately, what you really need is a consultation with somebody that it's a professional that's been doing this for a very long time. Also, Tony, I wanted to make point out something on our website too. If you go to our page, contact us or learn more about us, there's another individual on there. And I mentioned this before, but his name is Kyle Hilla. He's with us now as an advisor, and he's doing a great job and, really helping us take on new clients. We really haven't had the staff and ability to take on new clients the last couple of years. But we are back and accepting new patients, as a doctor would say. So if you are interested, we've got the staff here to be able to handle any situation and to help you in your retirement journey.
Right. Yeah, so there's Jason, Kyle, and yourself there on the team, and you've got a great crew. I mean, Tracy and Bailey, everybody there does such a fantastic job.
Super happy, man. My staff, and as a business owner, so we're talking about business owners out there, if you're, you know, listening, one of the biggest challenges is employees, right?
People. It's all about the people, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to find the right person, number one, but then keeping the right person. And so we've been very blessed in that department, and we love our people here, and hopefully they feel the same way, and
yeah,
I think they do. So anyway, it's been a good deal. So
Well, let's talk about the first 6 months of the year, and now that we're at the halfway point, and I know you specialize in investment advice, planning tools for both business owners, pre-retirees, retirees, so it covers the gamut of our listeners and viewers out there. And if you have a plan and have that advice, the first half of the year, not too bad, but there have been some ups and downs. People have been concerned with the Iran war, with gas prices and inflation, the new Fed, what's going on. So there's a lot. It seems like if you watch the news at all, you'd think the sky was falling. And you'd be worried 24/7 about what's going to happen. What's going to happen in the next hour? The world could end. Right.
Yeah. I mean, politics aside and the media and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would say that, the sky is definitely not falling. And in fact, our economy is on good footing right now. Unemployment, inflation was a little bit of a concern.
We had a tick up in inflation. Part of that's the gas.
Yeah,
the
we oil. Did. Obviously, the oil was over $100 a barrel. It's down to under 70 now. I know Trump is, screaming, hey, get these prices down. They should be $2.50 a gallon based on $68 a barrel for oil. And, so I think you're going to continue. You'll see that come down from, I think, the national average, like 380 as of this recording. So as it comes down and down and down, inflation will come down. I mean, Tony, you don't think about it, but energy and oil prices affect so many things and products and the price of goods and services in almost everything we do deal with. So, having oil at a reasonable price, it doesn't matter if it's 30 real cheap at $2 a gallon or less than at the pump, or if it's, 100, obviously we want something in the middle, right? I think most
anything below 80, they say, is good.
Most professionals would say $75 a barrel for oil is, for the economy, for both sides of things, is really a
kind
sweet
of the
spot.
Sweet spot. Yeah,
yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's been a concern. And then, inflation is still a little bit higher because that, like you said, Tony, but, I think you'll see that level off as oil prices stay around this $70 a barrel price. But also, if inflation comes down a little bit, Trump is big time on wanting interest rates to come down, and they didn't do it on this last Fed meeting because inflation was still a little bit higher. And I agree with that decision. I think that was the right thing to do. As much as I am a proponent of bringing rates down, but you got to do it in a smart way and something that makes sense. And I think it does make sense to wait. I think you're going to see inflation continue to come down. And I think there's going to be an opportunity in one of these last few few Fed meetings for rates to come down as well. So all of these things are positive. But really what determines, you know, the stock market performance, right, is not necessarily, you know, interest rates and inflation. That does affect it, obviously.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, are the companies that comprise the S&P 500, the NASDAQ with technology companies, all these different indices, are these companies making money, right? Are they selling products? Are they being profitable?
Yeah, that's really what the markets are based on, are the companies' returns and earnings. I mean, if company earnings are up and companies are doing well, that's the foundation of that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And that's huge.
It is huge. And, you know, a lot of professionals, financial professionals or quote unquote experts were out there, you know, saying that 2026 was going to be the year that we see growth trail, you know, value companies and tech companies are going to come down, and they've done nothing but go up.
Yeah.
And so that has not come to fruition. These companies are still being very profitable. And listen, the AI trade is still on. Why is it still on? Because so many of these big companies, you know, Meta and even Google and Tesla, and I mean, all these companies are investing heavily in infrastructure of AI, building out data centers. I know that's becoming a big issue
chips,
for a lot of
memory local. Chips are hot right now. Data all centers are is huge. It's,
so the investment in infrastructure cannot be ignored, and to say that this is still the beginning, potentially. I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying that, you know, AI stocks are not going to go down, because they definitely could. But if you look at the whole entire structure of it, we're actually at the infancy of the AI trade because of what the possibilities are to go beyond just things like ChatGPT and those kinds of things. So anyway, the point is that, you know, it's, you know, growth stocks are still doing very, very well. I mean, I'm looking at it right now as of the last trading day of the second quarter here at the end of June. You know, you're talking at NASDAQ 100, right? The composite is up 12.81% on the NASDAQ composite.
Yeah.
The 100
as of today, as of this second, it's up 14.2% for the year.
Yeah, so
the NASDAQ composite. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so I mean,
that's pretty good.
That's really good, right? I mean, you're talking 6 months for that kind of rate of return. You know, the overall S&P 500 it's up about 10% on the composites for the year.
Yep.
So, you know, and then the Dow Jones. Listen, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 9%, right? So they're all in that 9 to 12 to 14%.
Yep.
And as far as rates of return, so you can see the stock market. And by the way, let me make this clear. The performance of the stock market doesn't always make sense, right? It doesn't mean, because there's been years where there's no way that should have been positive, but it was because of certain events that happened that have nothing really to do with the profitability of the companies that make up these indices.
Yeah, it happens. I mean,
anomaly. It happens.
Yep, right. Once in a while, somebody sneezes in China and the markets and the markets drop. Or Trump sends out a message on social media at 3 a.m. and it affects the market. That's not long term, though. Typically.
No, definitely not.
I mean,
not.
Really, it's the performance of the companies, and you hope that's what it's based on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so if we look at the first 6 months, that's kind of where we've been. Now, where we're going, Tony, obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do believe that we get through this. I mean, I'm not, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this Iran conflict and the Strait of Hormuz trying to, you know, with all the
tankers. Wait, you don't know? You don't have a crystal ball? You're not going to give us the answer to the Iran conflict?
Well, my point is we get through that. Inflation comes down. The company's still making money. And I think you're going to continue to see the market to go up. Now, again, if that's assuming, and that's, you know what assuming does.
Sure.
But that's assuming that we get through this Iran conflict without any long-term major damage. So anyway, so I do think that. Now, specifically to people's situation when it comes to planning, okay? So we've been through the big, beautiful bill that was passed last year, okay? We are still seeing new things come out of this from a planning perspective that are helping people deal with taxes, right? So yes. I want to talk a little bit about taxes here, Tony.
Yeah, even for your children, like the Trump accounts.
The Trump, exactly.
That's a great bonus if you have a children who are 18 and under.
It is.
That's a great account. And if you have children born between 25 and 28, they actually get $1,000 put into the account by the government.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one of these things where if you don't understand how these things work and the benefits of all of this stuff that helps you plan better and, and pay less in taxes.
Yep.
I mean, so for example, Tony, in 2025, okay, if you invested or even before, there were qualified opportunity zones that you could invest in that basically said, hey, I'm going to defer my capital gain until 2026. And at which point that's when I have to pay the taxes on this capital gain when you incurred it. And it could have been up to 5 years prior to that. So you deferred it for 5 years and that tax bill is now coming due in 2026. So what they did, though, with the big, beautiful bill is instead of everything ending in 1 year, they said, OK, starting in the tax year, starting in 2027, we are going to allow individuals and forever until they change the rules, you know, which totally could happen. We are going to say, hey, there is a ability to invest in a qualified opportunity zone. And then, you know, there's a 5 year deferral that's rolling every year. So you can do this every year and you're going to be able to do defer any gains that you might incur. So where's this fit in, right? Well, we've had a big run up in the stock market, right? It's been 3 years of constant growth in the stock market. So a lot of people in their non-qualified accounts have some large gains that are inside of your brokerage accounts. And one of the things that we've been talking about is the ability to, don't be afraid to diversify and sell those off, because a lot of people, quite frankly, Tony, have too much money in these big tech companies that they invested in wisely, by the way. You invested wisely and that's great. But what do you do now if you have a big gain? You don't want to sell it and pay all these, you know, capital gains taxes. Well, that's what this qualified opportunity zone allows you to do. And as of July 18th, that'll be the day that you will be able to invest in the 2027 rules, because there's a 6 month look back to say, okay, if I sold the stock and had a big capital gain after July 18th of 2026, you will be eligible to invest in a qualified opportunity zone. And then therefore you do not pay the taxes in 2026, due in 2027, you defer them for 5 years. Okay. And then if you hold that investment for the time frame of 10 years, it's tax free. All the growth on it is tax free. So again, I'm getting a little bit into the weeds, but that's a major, major deal that a lot of people are trying, you know, wanting to learn a little bit more about, because it's going to help you when it comes to dealing with all these big gains that you have. And people are scared to diversify, Tony, because they don't want to have to pay this big tax bill.
Right.
And that's crazy. Right.
But yeah, because you need to rebalance. You can't have, if you get too big of a percentage all in one area or one stock, you'd need to rebalance. But then, like you say, they're afraid because of tax implications. And this is where you come in. This is where you have to work with a trusted financial professional to really help you with the future tax planning, work alongside CPAs to say, hey, here's what we're going to do. Look at all the strategies and possibilities. And like you say, a lot of people aren't even aware of what's available out there.
I know.
I mean, the One Big Beautiful Bill had a lot of tax implications and changes to tax laws.
That's why I told all my clients, I said, Tony, if you are thinking about selling something, unless you just absolutely have to have the money, don't do it until the second half of the year.
Right.
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 Because then you can have these other opportunities to plan to pay those tax bills or to even eliminate them eventually, potentially. So anyway, yes, I agree. It's a big deal. You need to be diversified and you need to rebalance. But there's different ways to do that. And so, again, to your point, working with someone that understands of how all of this works is vitally important.
Oh, huge.
Okay. So then what else are we, you know, talking about with clients as it moves into the second half of the year? That is probably going back to the word you used, rebalance. That's probably the number one thing. Why? Because, again, we've had 3 years of positive market performance that have been pretty stellar. And so you're more at risk money, the stocks has grown significantly more and faster than some of your safer money. Okay. And people understand they have to have a nice allocation. They can't have all their money and all aggressive, right? Some people have bought into that though, because the last 3 years have been so good. They're getting complacent. They don't care. They just like, oh, the market will always rebound. That's not the case. Okay. No. That's not
the
case.
And then they retire and the market has two down years in a row, your first 2 years of retirement, and that's going to throw everything off, right?
Double whammy, because now that you're retired, not only did the market go down, but you're taking money out to supplement your Social Security and whatever else you have. And therefore, it's a double whammy because those shares can't rebound because you took them out to live. Yeah. Which is why you save the money. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that.
But you have strategies and plans that you help people with so they don't get it put into that situation. The money in the market is there to grow.
Exactly.
And they have money to cover expenses outside of that if the market is down. You have to have different buckets, as you say. I have a quick question for you, Brock.
Yeah, sure.
Have you had, speaking of allocation and people getting emotional with their money, mm-hmm. did you get calls on SpaceX?
Oh,
I want to buy SpaceX. Did anyone? I'm sure you've had people ask you about SpaceX.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely asked. No one actually said, can I buy it or how do I do that? Oh. I mean, obviously, we have access to that.
Sure.
But there was a lot of hype. And you know, sometimes when things are, overhyped, it does not present a good situation. Because quite frankly, Tony, and I think you know this, the people that really make the money are the people that were in before it goes public. Like there's
the people,
no
yeah, the employees
that.
Who have right. all those shares. But when the people who owned it before they go public, they aren't even allowed to trade it at this point.
Right.
It's restricted. But if they, when that time comes, I think it's 6 months or a year and a half.
It is.
When that time comes, and they're allowed to sell, I think you're going to see prices drop even more. But what people need to realize about SpaceX is, speaking of data centers, I mean, they've found a solution to put them in space. That might be, I think they're going to be huge eventually.
Yeah,
but we're talking 20, 30 years, probably not in your lifetime. So you don't want to put your retirement nest egg into something like that. And people don't realize, Brock, last quarter, the numbers, they lost $4.2 billion or $4.4 billion net in the negative.
Tony, no, don't worry about that. That has nothing to do.
I mean, they spent, over $140 billion and they lost $4 billion. So they're not profitable yet because they're spending a lot more than they're making.
That's
However, it's just like Amazon for years, was losing money. But it's in a great investment for your kids or your grandkids, right? Like if my parents had bought Apple, wouldn't do them much good now,
Right.
But it would have helped me.
Well, I mean, then they should have done it, Tony. I mean, But anyway, the back half of the year, there's going to be plenty of planning opportunities to look at your portfolio. So when there's not a tax consequence, i.e. your 401k, whether it be traditional or Roth, like really, guys, I would advise you to please look at those things. Make sure that you set up your 401k to be automatically rebalanced. I like setting it to rebalance once a year. It allows your winners to win. But at the same time, it gets you back in line at that anniversary of doing that. So I would highly encourage you to do that and to look at your 401k. Don't just say, oh, it's just, it's over here and it's doing its thing and it's growing. Oh, my gosh, it's growing so much and blah, blah, blah. And that's great. I love it. I'm happy for you.
Sure.
But let's be smart about it and rebalance that thing. And if you should be at 70-30, you know, 70% risky and 30% not so risky, then make sure you're making those adjustments, right? And so if you don't know, by the way, we have a great, easy way for you to know. And it's mycolorofmoney.org, mycolorofmoney.org. It's an 11-question survey. You can go on there and type in your answers and figure out kind of where you should be from a risk level. So that's great because then you can go to your 401k and make those adjustments according to that score and that risk level. So I would highly encourage you to go to mycolorofmoney.org. Okay.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, there's going to be some volatile. It's been volatile so far this year. Yeah. We talked about all these numbers, 9, 10, 12, 14% up, but there's been a lot of volatility. If you got your first quarter statement, you were more than likely down, I would say.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of this performance has been all in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be patient. It's going to probably be a little bit choppy yet, even in the back half. We'll see what happens. You know, we've got the midterm elections. We've got all kinds of things that's going to happen in the back half. But it's been a great first half. Stay balanced, stay focused, and make sure that you stick with the fundamentals and talk to somebody that understands where you're at, where you're going, and how we can help you get there. That's this whole project, right? Is where are you at? Where are you at now? Where do you want to be? And then what do you need to do between now and then to get there? And we can help you do that here at Alspaugh Wealth Management.
All right. Hey, and I want to clarify something for our listeners and viewers, Brock, that and you alluded to it there, but like you mentioned 70-30, and I was talking about SpaceX. We're not giving specific individual advice because for that, you need to meet with people. Everybody's got a different time horizon, different goals.
Sure.
They're in a different situation. So we're not giving any particular stock advice on the show. We're talking generalities, but to find out where you're at and what would benefit you the most personally, I suggest they meet with you. And we're not recommending a stock. We're not recommending you do or don't pick a stock. I'm not down on SpaceX. I'm not up on SpaceX. I just find it fascinating. Everybody got so excited.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there was a lot of hype. But find out what's right for you and your situation. Brock, how can they do that?
So just go to our website. It's AlspaughWealthManagement.com, or you can give us a phone call at 573-332-7855, and you can get started by talking to us today, right? And you can give us a phone call or look us up on the web and request a consultation.
All right. Sounds great. And check out that website, AlspaughWealthManagement.com. That's AlspaughWealthManagement.com. Brock, great show today.
Thank you, Tony. You too. And I hope everybody has a great 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, listeners. That does it for today's episode of The Retirement Playbook with our host, Brock Alspaugh.
Thank you for joining us for The Retirement Playbook. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Brock Alspaugh at Alspaugh Wealth Management at 573-332-7855 or visit AlspaughWealthManagement.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of The Retirement Playbook.
Advisory services are offered through Alspaugh Wealth Management, LLC, an investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants, LLC, an affiliated company. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.